Hi, friends. Real quick, I just had to pop on and let you know that I just released something that's going to save you a bazillion hours as you are starting and growing your business. I know many of you tell me that trying to figure out what tech and software and tools and apps to use is like so overwhelming and you don't know which to use and all that. So I've put together a master spreadsheet. I called it my ultimate list of software, tools, tech, and apps, and I'm adding to it regularly. I'm updating it. I'm putting notes. I have direct links to the sites to go to. They're tools that I either currently use or have used or my clients have used and I've fully tested. So these are all ones that I've used and love. And I think it makes it super easy for you to go through the categories I've got from website platforms to email marketing to video recording, any kind of software tool. And if you don't see a category, let me know after you get it and I will gladly look into it and add it. So anyways, you're probably asking, well, how do I get it? Well, if you scroll down in the show notes right now, there'll be a link and I have it there so that you can snag it. All you have to do is enter your email. I'll send you a spreadsheet and then bookmark it in Safari or Google Chrome so that you have it anytime you need a recommendation and get that right now. So anyway, scroll down in the show notes or you can go to KimberlyBrock.com/tech, but I do have the direct link in the show notes right now for you. Okay, enjoy. Well, hello, this is Kimberly. It's episode 114 and I am so glad that you're here today because this is a different type of episode, if I can even talk. It's a different type of episode. If you've been listening a while, you're like, wait, something's missing. Where's the music? Her voice sounds a little bit different. I can hear some things I didn't normally hear. It's because I'm just recording this raw and I'm not sending this off to my editor. So what you're hearing is just me on the microphone because today we are talking about savoring the moments in your business. And I thought it only appropriate in the spirit of the title and the subject and the theme of this episode to savor this moment right here. Leave it unadulterated, untouched, pure and raw, just like I want you to do today when you think about those special moments in your business. If you're new here, really quick, I just want to say welcome. Yes, you've come on like this oddity of an episode. I've never done this in 113 episodes prior. I've never done this. I just thought it was appropriate because it's holiday time and these are the times that we're all savoring the moments in our lives, whether we're with family, we're celebrating the new year, everything that's going on in our lives. We are taking time to savor the moments, right? Maybe you're like me, you have kids coming home from college or family coming in from out of town or you're going out of town, whatever it is and whatever time of year that you're listening to. I hope that you take this episode to heart and really savor the moments of what you have created, what you are surrounding yourself. Savor what is before you. So today I want to talk you through the reasons why you need to savor the special moments in your business. Now, what are these moments that I'm referring to? Well, they are referring to those moments that change things, okay? They are those moments maybe you started realizing that you had a passion for something or a skill, or maybe someone recognized you. Maybe it was the moment you decided, you know what? I'm going to start a business. This is what I've always wanted to do. And you decided at that moment, maybe the light bulb went on somewhere and you can probably remember. Were you sitting at a kitchen table? Were you out at a store? Were you on a walk? Were you driving? I've had these moments in my life and I've had them with my business and I know you have too. Maybe it's even when you got your very first customer, you had your very first sale, you made your first $1,000, the first time someone left you a testimonial or a review or signed up for a consult call, or just the first night that you opened your business, that you opened your store. There are so many moments like that. But I bet right now, if you think hard, there are just a few that really stand out. And I could think of, you know, several for my business here that really touch me and that are special. And I'm going to share a couple with you because I think they're really important. And again, I'm going to go into the reasons why you need to do this too. Okay. The first moment that I can think of that is really striking to me, and if you've been listening to this podcast a while, you probably heard me talk about this. It was the moment that I was deciding to close my two online businesses and I was going to start something new. I had just decided that they had run their course and I could pivot and put together a whole plan for how to really grow the business, because they'd kind of hit a level off time, and I just didn't feel as motivated anymore. I'd been doing it for almost 19 years selling gifts, and a lot of them are personalized gifts. And I had two online stores, and I just was like, you know what? I think I'm ready for something new. But I kind of hit rock bottom, because I was like, what do I do? Do I go back to corporate technology sales? I used to work at Dell Computers before I started my businesses. And, you know, do I go back to that and try to re-enter corporate technology sales after being gone for, 19 years? Do I try that? And then I thought, no, maybe I could start another business. And so I was researching maybe opening a facial spa in my area, and had a consultant and everything, and was going through all the costs. And the last thing was kind of figuring out where I was going to open the location, but it just wasn't feeling right. And thank goodness I didn't do it, because COVID hit right after. But I was sitting there one day going, wait, just stop. Let's clear the noise. What do I really want to do with my life? And what do I love to do? And I thought, I've always wanted to public speak. I always wanted to be a news broadcaster or something. I didn't know what I wanted to do, but I wanted to be in front of people passionately sharing something. And I came across an ad, and it said, to build your public speaking business, you could start a podcast. And when I saw that, the light bulb went off. I remember sitting on my couch, my living room. I think I was even in my pajamas, and I freaked out. I was like, oh my gosh, I can start a podcast. I don't know how to do it. I don't know what to do, because I listened to podcasts. I listened to true crime at the time. I wasn't even really listening to anything else. Maybe Tony Robbins. I was probably listening to Tony Robbins at the time, because I was trying to get motivated and figure out what to do with my life. And he's the king of that, right? And I remember that moment distinctly. I remember the moment the first person reached out for a consult call with me for one-on-one coaching when I just started this business a few years ago. I remember that moment. And this person has no idea that they were my first client and their name shall be withheld. I will not let her know, because it was the moment that I realized this dream of mine to be able to help other people live their business dreams was about to come true. I was going to get to help someone do that, right? I remember that moment. In fact, I remember I was on a walk in my neighborhood with the trees coming over the sidewalk, and I was walking and I was listening to a podcast, okay? And then I happened to check my email on my walk, which I shouldn't have been doing. I should have just been focusing on walking and enjoying the air. But I checked my email and I saw the notification about a consult call, and I about fell over, and I had tears in my eyes while I was walking. So I remember that moment, right? There are moments that I recall that are just so awesome. I remember the first review on my podcast, and then getting, random people writing reviews that I didn't know that were actually hearing my podcast. It was so rewarding. I can't even tell you, and fulfilling. So I want this for you. I really do. I want you to capture those moments. I don't want you to ever forget those moments. I want you to savor those moments. And here is why. Okay. Here's why. There's three reasons why. Number one, you need to savor those special milestones and moments in your business so that you can start creating like a timeline, right? You can start mapping this out. You can see your progress, right? It kind of helps, like draw a little timeline out and say, it was 2 years ago that I thought about starting my business, and it was exactly, on this date this year that I decided I was going to start my business, or the day I quit my job. For example, I just interviewed Kim Aguilar, who's awesome. Y'all get to hear her in a few weeks on the podcast episode. She was one of my clients, and she talks about specific dates and turning points in her business. And anyone I interview, usually you're going to hear that they quit their job on, July 5th or whatever they did. Something happened in their life that was pivotal in their business too. Okay. It helped them change direction. So you need to have that mapped out. You need to mark those moments. You need them marked down. So think back right now. What are those special moments? And you don't even necessarily probably need to look them up. I bet you know, like I remember the moment I was sitting, like I don't remember the exact date of when I was sitting on the couch. I know approximately, but I remember the moment and I cherish it because it's the moment everything changed for me. Okay. And it's the same for you. So the location or the date or the moment in your head. I want it implanted in your head, and maybe you can even write it down or put it down on your notes app. What are those pivotal, I keep saying that, what are those pivotal moments in your business? And here's the funny thing, y'all, I'm not editing this podcast, so I'm just talking freely, and here you go. Whatever I say wrong, you're getting it. So you may say, please don't ever do this format again. Please send this to your editor. Anyways, my point is, mark down the dates. I want you to remember those times. If you don't know the exact dates, don't worry about it. Maybe you know, it was the summer. Or just like even Kim, I'm thinking of her again. She said, you know, I remember when I was 4 years old and my mom was taking me around at a plant store. I think that's what she said. And then she just fell in love with plants and was just so interested in that. And here she is now, a landscape design and consultant. Okay, so that's my point. I want you to remember these things, okay? You need to kind of set them out. What are those special moments? The second reason why you need to savor the moments and treasure those pivotal moments in your business is so that you can reflect on how far you've come. There's a day that will come that you don't get a sale, or you lose a client, or you ship the wrong thing to them, or just something happens that gets you down. Maybe life's getting you down. And you're like, I don't know what I'm doing. Is my business doing good or not? What's going on with my life? I want you to have those pivotal moments in your head so that you can reflect on how far you've come and how many people you've affected and impacted in a positive way. Because you have to remember that there will come moments, like I've talked about before. I've had moments where we shipped a customer a wrong item and they were so mad. They were so mad, and it was a careless error on our end, right? And I, though, had to reflect. You know, first of all, I had to figure out what I was going to do to rectify it. Then I had to put systems in place so that we never did that again. But I also had to remember, my business is successful. I've shipped thousands and thousands and thousands of products. In fact, I think I looked on all the reports. It was over like 100,000 items I shipped over the years. So crazy. Like, so crazy to think about. But it's things like that that you have to know so that you can reflect and go, oh my goodness, I have built this business. You know, I made my first 10K or my first 50K, my first 100K. These moments are special. And you have to be able to reflect so that you can be proud of yourself and see that you can achieve what you set out to do. And you did do it. Like, you took one step in front of the other and you did it. It's so awesome. It literally releases endorphins. I mean, it makes me feel great right now. I get like a rush in my brain when I think about the reviews that people have left, or comments that they've made, or DMs that I've gotten, or tags that I've gotten in social posts thanking me for being there and helping them get their business off the ground and think strategically and think differently. And it's, y'all, it's so rewarding. So if I ever have a bad day, I know I can go to those things and I can reflect, right? I can reflect on how far I've come, that I'm not where I was that day when I was down in the dumps trying to figure out what I was going to do with my life. I'm way past that. That's what I want you to be able to do. You have to savor those moments so that you can reflect and realize how awesome you really are and what you've accomplished. Okay. Okay. So the first reason that you need to capture those moments in your head is so that you have them readily available and you know kind of the approximate dates, where you were, how you were feeling, what was going on. You need to be able to define those, okay? You need to have those in your memory bank, okay? Solidify them in your brain and your memory. The second reason is so that you can reflect and you can realize how far you've come, what you've accomplished, what you set out to do, and that you did it and you're doing great things. The third reason why you need to savor the pivotal moments in your business is because you need to be able to share your story. You need to be able to come up with a story that talks about you feeling a certain way or in a certain circumstance and how you turned it around and are where you are today. I'm thinking about Kim Aguilar again, just because I interviewed her earlier today and she's fresh on my mind. That when I met with her in a coaching call, she was like, I'm going to be quitting my full-time job soon and I'm doing this full-time and I'm doing this. I mean, y'all, she was 100% all in. There was no doubt in her mind that she was doing this and she was going for it. And she believed in what she was doing. She knew that there was a space in the market for her, right?
And she now was able to share her story on my podcast just 5 or 6 months into her business. She can already rattle off those moments. She can reflect on how far she's come and you can see her light up. Okay. You can hear her light up in the podcast episode and she's able to share it. You need to be able to share it because you are inspiring people through what you have done. Even if you're hardly making any money and you're doing this on the side, the fact is you did it. There are so many people out there right now who dream of starting a business, who want to turn their passions or skills into a business and make money doing what they love, but they never are proactive enough to make it happen. They never take steps forward. They just whine about the situation that they're in and that they're miserable, but they never take the initiative to move forward. You are different. You are different. You listened to your inner voice. You were proactive and sought out resources to help you, whatever that was, podcast, coaching, reading, listening, talking to people, getting a mentor, whatever it was. And then you took action consistently to make it happen. You've done those three things. You're here. Savor the moments. You need to know those special moments because those are the moments that changed you. They changed you. Those special moments changed you. When you got that first client, it changed you. The day you decided, I'm going to open my business, I'm going to do this, I'm going to quit my job, that changed you. There are moments that changed you. There are moments that you need to be able to reflect. So you need to have these in your memory bank and you need to be able to see what you've done so that you know from now on, you can accomplish anything you set out to do. You need to be able to reflect, be in awe of what you've done and be grateful that you've been able to do this. And you need to be able to share your story because you know what? If you have children, if you have nieces, if you have nephews, if you have family members who struggle with reaching their dreams or taking action, you can share your personal story and say, I was miserable at my job. I was not happy, even though I was making a ton of money. I always knew I had this inside of me that I wanted to start this business. On this day, I put in my resignation. On this day, I hired a coach, and that's when everything changed. On this day, I was open for business. On this day, I got my first sale. On this day, I hit my first 30K. Whatever it is, I want you to appreciate it and savor it like a really good dessert. Do you ever do that? And I love sushi too, y'all. So I will savor sashimi because I love it. And even my now 13-year-old daughter, she's been eating sushi her whole life. She absolutely loves it. And she's like me. We get so excited. It's a treat when we get sushi and we savor it. Same with your business. Savor those special moments. Because they don't come all the time. I mean, obviously, there's great things that happen every day. If you're getting sales, if you're getting clients, you're doing great things. But there are those pivotal moments. There are those moments that everything changes. Today, in the spirit of the holidays when I'm recording this, but again, it could be any time that you are listening to this, take time to savor the moments. In silence, maybe go on a walk. I mean, it's just like this podcast episode, no editing, no splicing. This is me. All I did was write out the 3 points. I came on here to talk to you in a vulnerable and raw way because I wanted to quiet the noise, because I wanted to be in the spirit of savoring what is, okay? The reality of what is. This is me and this is you right now. Savoring your business and everything you've done that you've been taking action on for however long. And if you haven't yet, if it's just been an inkling in your heart and you've never done one thing, today's your day. Okay, you can do it. Download right now my 16-step checklist and start getting everything started. It's free. You can get rolling right now. If you want to be a part of my Facebook group, you can do that right now. There's other women starting businesses, doing what they love that you can join in on. Ask questions, get help, see what they're talking about. I'm in there weekly. Okay. You can also get help from me directly. I do one-on-one strategic coaching sessions, and I also offer Grow Getters, which is my group coaching program, but it's a personal experience. It really is. You get personal help. You can get, you know, be live on Zoom with me and get questions answered for your business. You need help when you're starting your business. You need support. Okay. And of course, I would love it to be me. I would love to help you if you're turning a passion or a skill into a business. But reach out to someone. You know, if it's not me, reach out to someone. You need a mentor. You need someone to guide you. You need to fast track it. Don't keep this thing like at a slow little snail's pace. Like, let's go. Let's fast track this. You can do it. I'm so happy you're here. I hope you're savoring everything. I'm so in awe of all of you. You are amazing. Thank you for all the kind reviews. Thank you for supporting me. Thank you for believing in me, to all my clients who, you know, they give up their time and money to be in my circle. And it's so humbling. And you know, I'm on it and I'm focused on you and your growth and making money in this business so you can keep doing this. So anyways, that's it. I hope you enjoyed this raw episode. I thought this was really fun. And luckily, I didn't mess up too bad. I hope not. And hopefully, I don't sound so different than normal. But maybe I do, because Cassandra, my editor, is amazing. And she makes me sound really good on these podcast episodes. And she adds in all the music and all that. But anyways, that's it. Y'all have an awesome day. Bye now.